Blog Talk Radio.
Cherish the day, won't go astray, won't be afraid, won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I move.
This is my prayer.
Greetings and blessings. I come to you live from Sankofa Infinity Ministry. And today is a glorious day for me, simply because today is my birthday. Today is the day in which I was introduced, pushed, shoved, pulled into this space and time as we know it as today. And I am 45 years old. Hey, yes, indeed, I am grateful. Today I wanted to, it's been a while since I've been back on the air. As I mentioned in my testing, is that I went through, I guess you would consider the dark moments of the soul. I lost my mother made the transition, and that within itself turned me completely inside out. It took me to places and spaces within myself that I never knew. I've never known. And in doing so, I was able to, or I was given the opportunity to transcend that which is history, which is past and unresolved issues. And this is why I call the show Transcending Sankofa. As you know, a while back I was, I am Sankofa. I am also Sankofa Infinity, and with the infinity, there's a transcendence that goes on with that. So, I am your host, Yahshua Elohim, and I'm grateful. I'm glad to be here. Transcending Sankofa. Now, I never talk about things that I have not yet experienced myself. I don't regurgitate information. And if I do speak of information, even if I touch on information, the only way that I can touch on it is that it has resonated with me in some way, and I've had an experience that would align the non-physical aspect of who I am with that information. This is the reason why sometimes, for me, I can go and listen to Chief Speaks, great speaker. I love to hear him go forth and teach and do his thing. But in the act and in the feelings, in the thought of listening to him, I am also listening to myself, because we are resonating. Yes, he has the masculine energy. I have the feminine energy. I have the masculine energy. He has the feminine energy. And in listening to him, there's the frequency of both energies are having a dance, if you will, a slow drag. And it's not just him. I've listened to Yusuf L. I love his shows. Donna Coleon, I've listened to her before, and I must say that she has quite a bite. So if you listen to her, you make sure that you are in alignment with who you are, because, she can rattle your cage at some point, and which is a good thing, because it causes you to question who you really are. And so I'm grateful that I have these opportunities to listen to Chief Speaks, Yusuf L., Don Nicoleon, Dr. Gilliam. And it's just, reawakening the mind. It's listening to them during that moment of my transition as well, or my transformation or transcending period, it allowed me to be grounded. And let me not forget Nikki Love. I listened to her as well. It allowed me to be grounded and rest and stay focused on who I was as the likeness and the image of Source, energy, divine being, the non-physical aspect of who I am. And I'm grateful to even be able to acknowledge them, because I'm not, you know, and I guess that comes with humility, and I'm humble, and, you know, and I always want to be like that. And I think all masters are humble. They are very humble. A master is not a master without humility. This is for sure. Just like wisdom is not gained without thorns. It's a humbling experience. So with that said, I'm going to move on with transcending Sankofa. Now, when I came into the knowledge of Kofa, okay, Sankofa is, it comes from the Twi language of Ghana. When I came into knowing about Sankofa, I was introduced to a priest from the Ashanti tribe who spoke to me in regards to Sankofa. And during this time, I had no recollection or understanding of who I really was as a woman of color, as a woman. I had no recollection, no memory of such. And in the Sankofa, in the story of Sankofa and in him mentoring me, I was able to go back and fetch it. You know, you're going back to your history so that you can bring all of it forward to move into prosperity, or to move in a progressive state, a progressive movement. So in doing so, now, 2016, age 45, I realized that I have transcended the Sankofa. And in transcending the unresolved issues of past, the issues of tribal beliefs, the misunderstanding of tribal beliefs and collective thinking of your tribe, the tribe in which you were born into, and then, you know, globally, collectively, I had to transcend those things. And I'll give you an example. I was born into a family where I was introduced to Christianity. I went into the church. I was indoctrinated with Christianity. And not only that, I became a minister, light workers. You know, as you transcend, your terminology of things, of terms, words, they begin to change, because the frequency of who you are, the vibrational frequency of who you are, changes. And in that change, words change, the way you converse, the way you hold yourself, the way you posture yourself, the way you see the world outside of you, the way you see yourself. And even the things that you thought were important, they become non-importance anymore. And you move into a space where the only thing that is important is that your alignment with your spiritual cultivation. Now, we are all spiritual beings. We are all spiritual beings, and we are all on a spiritual path. It's just a matter of degree. That's the only thing that differs for us. But even in that, we have to be careful, because we don't want to get into a space where we think we are separated from someone because they are not they don't think on the same level that we think on. We're all the same. And that's the first. That is the first sacred truth. All is one. We're all connected. And in that being all connected, we have to transcend. We have to transcend those things of our tribal beliefs, unresolved emotions. We have to transcend that in order to come into a state of divine health. I'm talking about divine health. And this is where the chakras come in. Because right at the very root, and from my studies, and I have to say I'm a student of Carolyn Mice, based on my studying, that first chakra, the foundation of who we are, is so complex that we do not move out of it. We operate out of the first chakra. We live our lives based on the third chakra. But you have seven chakras, but you only, most people operate from the first, second, and third chakra. The other chakras, 4, 5, 6, and 7, they are the higher chakras. They are the higher chakras. So going back to the first chakra is a combination of our emotional and psychological stability. We learn how to become stable within our tribal and the lineage in which we're born into, which in the religion in which we are taught. All of these things. How we deal with finances, how we deal with marriages, relationships, relationship to people who are not from the same country. All of these things are taught to us at the first chakra, the foundation of who we are. The Malkut of the Tree of Life, dealing with the Archangel Seraphim. These are the things that we have to resolve. We have to find some kind of resolve. And in doing so, we have to confront issues that no longer serve us as a divine being. Therefore, as you come into the alignment of your divinity, there is no luxury of being separated from someone or thinking you're better than someone. And I'll go as far as this. When you think that you are better than someone, that is an indication that you are just like that person. That is your indication. When something triggers and pulls at you in regards to another individual, when it pulls at you, it's pulling at you because there's something within you that might need to be ironed out and corrected, made corrected. Correct your error. Come into right thinking. I forgive them for they know not what they do. I have compassion for them. Compassion because you have unconditional love. Unconditional love. You don't place conditions on the love that you have for another person. And I'll say this, you know, it's easier. It is much easier to love a person than it is to like a person. When you begin to like a person, you intertwine and you interact with the conditions, the issues, the unresolved issues. You're interacting and engaging with an issue that resides within yourself, which blocks the ability to really love the person unconditionally. Love people where they are. Let them be where they are and allow them to have their experience in life. And if for any reason you feel like their experience in life is not, does not resonate or align with what and how you're doing in your life, then it's okay to part ways. But don't part ways by ripping yourself from the person, by stripping, by stripping. You want to make sure, that you surgically separate, divide, cut away from that person. Because if person plays single idea, love it and let it go. When you surgically remove yourself from a person's life, okay, a straight cut, incision, torn that person, and you don't harm yourself. Therefore, the healing of that cutting away is made instant, immediately, because it has served its purpose in your life, be it person, place, or thing, or idea. This is why when things come into your space, be it person, place, thing, observe it, you witness it, and if you have to engage it in order to transcend it, then you do so to be transformed out of it. You do so. And in doing so, the letting go is easy. It's made easy because there's nothing personal. And when there's nothing personal, it has been offered up to the divine will and given to the divine plan of your life. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love transcending, and I've been doing this for quite some time. I had, you know, coming up, I had a reading disability. So I had to transcend that ability, that disability, and respond, as Eusebel say, respond to the ability to learn, to read, to comprehend, to come into right knowledge, right wisdom, right standing. Because at the end of the day, within the divine, there is no, there's only standing. Of soul standing. You no longer need to stand under, over, or inner, however you want to put it. It's just a standing. Stand. You're standing in your soul. And in standing in your honoring. Honoring the fact that we are all one, honoring the fact that you must love your neighbor as you love yourself, honoring the fact that you must honor yourself, honor your personal power. You become one. One aligned. Aligned. Alignment is the only thing that is important. Because we are already one. So stand in maintaining the alignment of that oneness. is done through cultivating your spirituality, your divinity, drawing it out so that it can draw you. The more, and the diligence that you put into seeking the divine that is within you only draws you. That's just how powerful that is. It draws unto itself. It likens unto itself because it loves itself. So the more that you love the divine that is within you, the divine that is out is coming to get you. It's coming to get you. It is coming to get you. And it will become the master of your life. It will let you know when to move and not to move, when to speak and not to speak, when to hold them and when to fold them. The song that I played before I came on was Cherishing the Day That I Won't Go Astray. And Layla Hathaway is singing this song, and it's on the track or the record of Robert Clasper Experiment. See, I'm going to give you a prime example of transcending. Now, when I listened to that song 5 years ago, if it was out 5 years ago, and this is just an example, it was a love song. It was a love song for some person, place, thing, or idea. But now, I have cherished this day. I don't need to run because I found the divine, and the divine has come found me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope this came across crystal clear. I will look forward to speaking with you all next Sunday. To my archive listeners, peace and blessings. And I say namaste, namaste, namaste.